US 1 in Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
As far as we can see, and they scratched the tip of the iceberg. God created all of that. And he stands outside of it. That's just a little pocket, a little something that he created. And here you worried about Irma. Rebuking Irma then running. I bind Irma, and you headed to Atlanta. Irma came after you up there too, didn't she? God lives in eternity, and only God can live there. He's the only eternal being without a beginning. We have a beginning, and there are no beginnings in eternity. God made a special place within eternity to house his creation. He called it the heaven and the earth. Let me paint you a real quick picture, then we're going to move on a little bit. I got a little more time. We're going to move on a little bit. But you know, when you read the book of Job, Job is a very profound book. As a matter of fact, some say that Job was the first book written. But it's very profound. It's got secrets in there. It talks about ice, and it talks about water. I'm going to paint a real quick picture for you. When God created, he's in eternity. When he chose to create, he, and as you read Job, you'll find that the shape that what God created took the shape of a house. Amen. It had pillars. It had a foundation. It had curtains. Now, the curtains were water. When God, in eternity, when he started to create, he took curtains of water. But Job says the face of the curtains as water were like stone. In other words, God froze it.
Amen.
Picture it. He's everything inside here is creation. God takes water. The waters came from God. And he framed it. And then he froze the waters. Froze. Yeah. The reason why he froze the water, see, in eternity, there's no time, no change. The waters insulated creation from eternity, because when something is frozen, time ceases to affect it. It's like that fish in your freezer. That fish in your freezer, you had 10 years. But you got it wrapped so there's no freezer burn on it. But it's still that fish. The day you caught it, it looked like that. Why? It's frozen.
Amen.
Come on, there's some human up, but it's frozen. The frozen insulates creation from eternity, because nobody can approach eternity. You can't approach it. It's like when the priest would go into the Holy of Holies, if he wasn't right, the presence of God. It wasn't that God was mad at him, it was just the presence of God. You can't approach him. So he insulated the whole creation with waters. It's called the face of the deep. The face of the deep is not the Atlantic.
Amen.
When he talks about deep calling unto deep, it's eternity calling unto you.
Amen.
Deep calling unto deep. Now, I'll show you why this makes sense. There was one heaven, one earth. When Lucifer rebelled, the creation that God created, when they rebelled, God caused the waters to be released.
Amen, amen.
Now look, everything was flooded.
Amen.
All heaven and earth,
amen,
was flooded. That was the first flood. That's the flood Peter talks about.
Amen, amen. That's it.
That wasn't the flood of Noah.
Amen.
That was a flood before that, because see, in the beginning, darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Amen.
Waters were covering the earth.
Amen.
Where'd that water come from?
Amen.
It came from the first flood.
Amen. Amen.
When God allowed that had framed creation to be released, to flood everything. Not just the earth, but all of heaven was flooded.
Amen.
That's why you see, like Jupiter, is there life on it? Saturn, is there life on it? Pluto, all these, is there life anywhere? See, another reason why God, are y'all following me here?
Amen. Amen.
Another reason why God framed his creation with frozen water, it was like a air conditioner, because everything in creation would move.
Amen.
You had galaxies moving, suns moving around, and it served as a an air conditioner for the universe. But when there was rebellion, he released that water, and the waters filled the whole and destroyed everything. Destroyed everything. I'm doing a little bit more research on this, but when they talk about the Ice Age and how millions of years ago things were, you know, you found dinosaurs with food in their mouth. It's like some sudden calamity. Ice Age, when everything just froze over. That wasn't Noah's flood. Does it make sense to you? Okay. The purpose for this whole thing right here is to cause you to get a bigger picture. Hopefully see the Lord in a much more sovereign way. Question: who's regulating the affairs on earth today? As I told you earlier, God sits on his throne and he laughs at some of the wicked devices, some of the plans of the enemy, some of the evil devices of kings and monarchs. God laughs. Give me Psalm 2:4 and you'll see it. Psalm 2:4 and Psalm 113:6. Psalm 2 verse 4. God laughs. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. No matter what plot's been planned against you, no matter what weapon you've seen form against you. Hello? No matter who said what, who said you can't when God already told you you can. No matter how long they say it'll never happen for you when God said, no, I'm going to do it for you.
Amen.
Amen. No matter what it is, God said it, it has to be.
Amen.
Now, the part that you and I take responsibility for is that we walk in faith, believing what God said.
Amen.
In other words, he's already done it. He's given man dominion in his creation in time. We also police the heavens.
Amen.
Amen. He said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven.
Amen.
Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven.
Amen.
So it's up to us, and the Bible says, and this is our roadmap, we cannot lose our way or go wrong when we follow the roadmap. It says, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Because of the fallen nature of the enemy and the fallen nature of man, the devil is always trying to paint a picture of unbelief, of defeat, distraction, and everything else to try to divert you from the course that God has set. Here's the sad truth. Many go to the grave never having fulfilled their destiny.
Amen.
That's the truth of the matter. But it doesn't have to be so. We can be like the Apostle Paul, who said, I have finished my course.
Amen.
I have fought a good fight. I am ready to be offered up. Amen? Amen. Tell somebody, finish your course.
Finish your course.
It's already done. But in time where everything is changing, we have to keep our mind stayed upon Him. We have to walk with Him through this thing called time, so that what He has given, what He has done, will manifest through our life. Who is relegating the affairs on this earth? We see that God's going to laugh at them that are trying to manipulate things, and He's going to have them in derision. Psalm 113, verse 6. I said earlier, as this verse says, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. God humbles himself even to enter into heaven. God himself, he humbles himself. His throne is in heaven. But he humbles himself, steps out of eternity to humble himself to enter into heaven, or even to behold, or enter into the things that are in heaven or in earth. He humbles himself. That's how much God cares about you.
Amen.
Look at somebody and tell them, God cares.
God cares.
More than you know.
More than you know.
Now, there's a point I want to make. Matthew chapter 10, verse 29. Get that for me. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. Jeez. All the species of bird throughout this planet, you know, any other planet, there may be life, not one of them falls to the ground without your Father knowing. Not one of them is fed without your Father having fed them while watching over all the affairs of your life at the same time. And the affairs of the person sitting next to you at the same time. And the one sitting behind you at the same time. And the one that didn't come to church today at the same time. All of us. Why? He's sitting or in eternity where time is not a measurement. That's why God never panics or never has need to panic. No matter what forms, because he's sitting in eternity. And it's always in the present. Nothing ever catches him, overtakes him, surprises him. The sovereignty of God is absolute, irresistible, and infinite. Give me Jeremiah 18, verse 1. And let me say this to you, and I pray for some of us, that this starts to put a fear, a healthy fear. And see, understand this. We're not entitled. We have the Word of God, and we trust the Word of God, and we have promises from God, but there's a part that you play. You're not entitled.
Amen.
In other words, it ain't a given. It's not a given.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.